7:30 PM.
Apo tino kupa inau.
Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Thabuka Ncube. Today we are discussing the successes, challenges faced by exchange alumni and international students when they go back to Zimbabwe to implement what they have learned in the USA. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States. US presidential candidates Joe Biden and Donald Trump are both campaigning for the support of black voters. VOA correspondent Scott Stearns looks at how the presidential campaigns are targeting African Americans.
Donald Trump told voters in New York that all Americans will benefit if he's elected.
It doesn't matter whether you're black or brown or white or whatever the hell color you are, it doesn't matter. We are all Americans and we're going to pull together as Americans.
Joe Biden told civil rights leaders in Michigan that all Americans are represented in his cabinet.
We have more African Americans. We have more women. We have more minorities in our administration than any other administration in all of history. That's why we're doing so damn well.
Trump and Biden are both campaigning for the support of black voters in an election where that may make the difference in swing states that could decide the outcome. Pew Research data shows the top electoral issues for black Americans in 2024 are improving education and strengthening the economy. Trump says he'll tackle both.
We're going to bring success back to our schools. We're going to bring prosperity back to every neighborhood and every borough of the greatest city in our land.
The Biden campaign's targeting black voters with this ad about Trump in New York.
Of course I hate these people.
Donald Trump disrespecting black folk is nothing new. He was sued for refusing to rent his apartments to black families and called for the execution of 5 innocent black and brown teenagers.
Biden says Trump is a vengeful candidate whose election would hurt minorities.
Trump isn't running to lead America. He's running for revenge. But revenge is no way to lead a country. You can't build a future on revenge. You can't build better lives through revenge. That's why I'm running to lead America into the future.
Immigration is a central theme in Trump's campaign, one he tailored to minority voters in the South Bronx.
African Americans are getting slaughtered. Hispanic Americans are getting slaughtered. And these millions and millions of people that are coming into our country, the biggest impact and the biggest negative impact is against our black population and our Hispanic population who are losing their jobs, losing their housing, losing everything they can lose.
Biden told black voters he needs them again to beat Trump.
You're the reason Donald Trump is the defeated former president. And you're the reason Donald Trump's going to be a loser again.
4 years ago, black voters chose Biden over Trump by 92%. As of last month, Pew Research data says that's down to 77% of black voters who would vote for or are leaning toward Biden, compared to 18% for Trump. Scott Stearns, VOA News.
Zimbabwe this year participated for the first time in the La Crosse Heritage Cup at Haverford College in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and finished in fourth place among 30 teams. China clinched the cup after beating Latvia in the finals. Zimbabwe was beaten by Argentina to settle for fourth position. The Zimbabwe Heritage Team was formed by two sisters from Zimbabwe, Tariro and Tapiwa Kandemiri. Tariro says she is humbled by the team's performance as they were viewed as underdogs by their competitors.
Such an honor being here with my sister, being here with my adopted little sister, Andy, now, and some of our best friends. You know, 2 months ago when the idea to start this team came up of players of Zimbabwean heritage representing and building lacrosse to eventually play lacrosse in Zimbabwe and, you know, host clinics, teach the sport that we love there, we had no players. It was the three of us. And now to be this strong team that came in fourth in our first tournament, I'm overjoyed.
The team's coach, Mark Mosiah, says he was surprised by the way the girls played, saying they had not had much time to prepare for the games together.
The game wasn't what we expected, but we finished very well for what was expected. We came in fourth, but we beat everybody in our pool play, you know, and nobody expected this team to do this. They played hard.
Tapiwa promised that next year she will see the team lift the Heritage Cup and even compete in the World Cup.
Everybody expected us to be an underdog team, and like she said, like coming from being the three of us, like building this, to everybody who has supported us along this journey, I think it ended up being more of a triumph than a challenge, but it has been a journey, and this was just the beginning. And for us to come in and nobody expecting us to actually make it here and finishing in the top four in our first ever competition, I think it shows how much of like this Zimbabwean energy and the Zimbabwean vibe is in this whole thing.
A Zimbabwean parent who was watching the games, Mrs. Irene Bepete, encourage Zimbabweans in America to support this team next year.
We're hoping that this is a beginning of something great, that it will also encourage other young Zimbabweans, especially in the U.S., to be able to also participate in the lacrosse game. We're seeing lacrosse now taking a new phase. We used to have netball. Now we have our girls playing lacrosse.
Mrs. Bushet Dube, a parent from Dallas, Texas, whose child also plays lacrosse, says she's very happy that Zimbabwe is now represented in the Lacrosse Heritage Cup. The Heritage Cup competition is held every year with over 20 countries, including China, Israel, Jamaica, Mexico, France, and Germany participating. Zimbabwe was the only African team at the tournament. The World Lacrosse Championship will be held in Utica, New York City, here in America. Please stay tuned as we take a short break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Today we are talking to alumni from different exchange programs like the Mandela Washington Fellowship, Herbert Humphrey Fellowship, and the Community Engagement Exchange on skills they bring home and the challenges they face in implementing the lessons in Zimbabwe. To discuss this issue, we are joined on the line by Herbert Humphrey Fellow Vivid Gwede, Mandela Washington Fellow Mendi Lerato-Lusaba, and Community Engagement Exchange Fellow Rachel Kwainona. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having us.
Thank you. I'll start with you, Vivid. On this case, we'll honor gentlemen since you are the only gentleman on the line. What are some of the major lessons that you have drawn from your experiences here in the U.S.?
Thank you, Doug. So I think my time in the U.S. as a Hubert Humphrey Fellow It's been a huge learning journey in terms of how the U.S. Systems of development, governance work. I've been at the MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and I've been taking courses there on international development. And I've really learned a lot about also urban planning and development. So there's been, a lot of learning that I've done, even visiting organizations within the United States, both in Boston and across the country, including in New York. I had a visit to the United Nations Department of Economic and Social Affairs. So yeah, I think there's been a lot that I've learned in terms of development. I've been on this program on the track of public policy analysis in public administration.
Thank you, Vivid. Mandy, coming to you, you were in the U.S. For the Mandela Washington Fellowship in 2018. What did you gain from the fellowship?
Thank you, Taboka. So the Mandela Washington Fellowship for me was very important. Firstly, my background is mostly in business, and I did start human resources management at university level. I used to run an employment agent for domestic workers. Before my Mandela Washington Fellowship, I could see a change or a move in my career or in my work. My work was now taking a path that was taking me into civic space and civic engagement. However, I could not really go back to school to study again so that I could change my career or so that I could integrate the things that I was doing with some sort of education. So when I went to Drexel University in 2018, I was under the civic leadership. For me, it was a whole new experience because I was now learning things that I had never learned. And as soon as I came back from Mandela Washington Fellowship from America, this is where I then established the Domestic Workers Association of Zimbabwe. It was there, but it was not formal. It was not registered. We did not have any structures. But my visit to America gave me the clarity of intent. And it actually helped me shape up and to formally register the organization and to start running the organization. And we have achieved a lot as the Domestic Workers Association of Zimbabwe, considering that my background is in business and I do not have any educational qualifications with regards to the space that I'm currently working in. So basically, it was just the kick and the boost that I needed in my career and in my business and my sphere of influence.
Thank you, Mandy. Rachel, ndio uchangobva kudzoka kumusha kubva kuno kuAmerica. Iwewe tichitarisa program ya wakauya uchitarisa kuno. Ndezvipi zvimwe zvezvinhu zvawakadzidza uyezve zvauri ku wona kuti zvinogona kushandisika muZimbabwe.
With the community engagement exchange program, I learned a lot of things, specifically on new technologies and skills, considering that I'm a person who's into digital media and communication. So being able to be immersed in the American system on how they use their advanced technologies and how they try to use digital media for advocacy, I picked up some skills that I knew that coming back to Zimbabwe, I wanted to, partake in the closing the gap here, digital gender divide in Zimbabwe. So learning those skills and trying to adapt them and having the knowledge of seeing how it worked in America and how I can try and put those digital media skills are functioning in our local context. So there was a lot to learn in exchange of information in that area.
Thank you. Mkoma Vivid, tidzoka kwamuri. Tiri kuona kuti musati mapinda muprogramu yamuri izvezvi, Maka mbowuya zvekare 2016 under Mandela Washington Fellowship. Pamaka dzokera kumusha, maka wana zvakamira sei. How did you manage to implement zvinhu zvamamadzidza uyezve zvanga zvakareruka here kuti munge muchiita zvinhu zvamadzidza kuno?
Tinotenda Dzavoka. Pandakange ndiri ku paMandela Washington Fellowship na 2016, ndakanga ndichidzidza maererano nezve development nezvekuti vanhu vanga unzwa sei muzvirongwa zvebudiriro, yatingangoti civic engagement. So ndichidzokera muZimbabwe, ndaishanda nesangano reZimbabwe Human Rights Association, kana kuti ZimRight, uko kwandaa ndiri mubati wemashoko. Nguva yangu ndiri kuDuquesne University yakandibatsira zvakasimba apa ndakange ndichidzokera kuZimbabwe munyaya yekuziva kuti ndoenda kushanda sei nemacommunities panyaya dzedevelopment, kufambiswa kwemashoko uye kuziva nyaya yekuti zvinyi zviri kuitika tingangoti muAfrica panyaya dzebudiriro, zii zviri kuitika muUnited States panyaya dzebudiriro. Imwe nguva ndinonge ndichitaurawo futi zvekare nemapepa panyaya yebudiriro. So ndakawana zvakawanda zvandakadzidza zvandakakwanisawo kunge ndichitambidzana nevemapepa panyaya idzodzi dzebudiriro. Ndakashandazve zvekare nemapato akangoti akasiyana siyana, atingangoti macivil society organizations ari muZimbabwe, kunyanya-nyanya panyaya dzedemokrasi nedzemahuman rights, nedzekuti tingaita sei kuti tive nerinyararo mukati meZimbabwe. So ndingangoti ndozvinhu zvakawanda zvandakadzidza zvandakadzokera nazvo kuZimbabwe muna 2016.
Tinotenda. Mandy, 6 years or later, tingati pane zvinhu here zvinobatika zvawakadzidza kuno zvawakagona kuti uimplemente kuZimbabwe, uyezve how easy was it to implement some of these things?
Zvinobatika zvitoripo Taboka, because as I have said, in certain ndaenda kuMandela Washington Fellowship tatisina organization, but when I came back ndopatakaita the Domestic Workers Association of Zimbabwe. And 6 years down the later, we have actually achieved a lot through this organization. One of the things that we did is that in 2021, we managed to clinch or to be the first skills, the ILO International Labor Organization Skills Challenge winners. Like I also passed through, we took the award, and that enabled us to set up the first training center in domestic workers in Zimbabwe. Tapedza kuita that training center, takaita curriculum with the help of ILO, kuti we're now setting up a curriculum that covers domestic workers only, and this has never been done in Zimbabwe. So we have managed to have a curriculum under HECSICO, tichishanda ne Ministry of Education, also ne Ministry of Youth, and this is the first curriculum for the domestic workers. Recently, we have also completed training about more than 200 domestic workers through the Embassy of Canada. So it has not only helped me and my organization, but we have managed to transform the landscape for the domestic workers in Zimbabwe. As you know, it has been a marginalized sector, but after this, we just managed to bring that kind of change that is needed in the sector. Second question, yako yanga ere kuti chiita bonga?
Yanga ere kuti zvanga zviri easy here to implement most of these things?
I think for me, chimwe chakaitika, ini ndakaenda, one of my fellows, and I deny only two Zimbabweans at Drexel University in Philadelphia, and ndakangoti ndichizoka, the fellow and I deny Edward Kapodogo, ndiye akandibatsira, like we had learned, and taizira zvisizva tatadzidza. Saka patakadzoka, I took in also Edward kuti andibatsire setting up zvisizva taita nemaproject. And I can safely say that the Mandela Washington Fellowship also gave me a lifetime brother and a lifetime munhu anondibatsira. Up to now, we are very tight and in very good books, and most of the things that ndinoita kubasa, Edward is also very helpful. And for me, it's a meaningful connection that I got through
the Mandela Washington Fellowship, it made it a little bit easier because they knew what we had learned and they also knew what Zimbabwe was like. So the support was there that I needed. It was not very difficult. Of course, we have challenges here and there, but we managed to do it, and we are still doing it, even through, even up to date.
Thank you, Menti. Rachel, what are some of the challenges that you would say you are facing? You know, you've been working with people in Zimbabwe, and then you leave for a few months, and then when you come back, you have a different view of things. How are your colleagues taking that, and how easy is it to maneuver around that?
There are so many issues that you might face as an alumni, and personally, the realization that, you know, we have limited resources and infrastructure, considering that, you know, you've been in a space in America where there's, like, technological advancements, and that experience, it's quite difficult to replicate those kind of projects or initiatives back home. And within the same line, there's difficulty in transferring the skills and knowledge in the sense that sometimes, you know, to try and to adapt the acquired skill and knowledge to the local context is quite difficult because here in Zimbabwe, you know, we have issues to do with internet issues. And for someone like myself, my project that I had to or have to do actually for young women and girls in digital media is to teach them digital skills. There's need for, you know, internet access and transferring skills that I've learned in the digital space. And it has been quite difficult, and some of them are quite unfamiliar with the new concepts that I'm trying to bring in. So there's a bit of a challenge in that area. However, I'm trying to be aware on how I can reintegrate myself professionally and try to find my footing again so that I'm able to put my project across for it to be successful. So just the uncomfortable ways of trying to put up with new concepts and approaches when I'm trying to do my project and local funding, all these other things, they just come in falling down on you at the same time. But those are some of the issues as an alumni when you come back to your home country after experiencing the years.
Thank you, Rachel. Mkoma Vivid, pane vechidiki vakawanda vano wana mikana yakadai yekuti vano mbo uya kana ku America kana kuenda kudzimwe nzvimbo vachidzidza zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana. Asi pakati pevanhu ava pane vamwe vekuti chero vawana mukana wekuti vaenda through this training yakadai, pavanodzokera kumusha vamwe vanodzokera vasina zvavabata, vamwe vachitadza kuti vazviimplemente vasvika kumusha. Nde zvipi zvamungakurudzira kana kuyambira vamwe vechidiki vanenge vawana mikana iyi kuti vange vachizvitarisisa kuitira kuti mikana yakadai vashandire?
Ndinotenda. Ndingangoti I think chakakosha ndechekuti tizive kuti mikana iyi hatisitese tinoiwana. Kuiwana, I think it's a privilege for those who would have managed to get such opportunities, to be able to bring those opportunities back to Zimbabwe. I think Zimbabwe needs some of these experiences to be integrated into the development process in the country. Of course, I do understand that there are challenges with that. For instance, for me, I think what I've seen also is that for people who have been studying international development or civic engagement, and community development work, there are also challenges on the ground, including, you know, the kind of regulations that are being sort of mooted within Zimbabwe, including the PVO bill and all those kind of limitations to the civic space. So I do understand that there could be challenges for in terms of people implementing some of the lessons, especially from the side of, you know, development and communities. But I think there is still need for us to try as much as we can to integrate ourselves into the communities. I think communities in Zimbabwe would benefit from our experiences. The contexts are different. The context here in the United States and the context back at, in Zimbabwe, they are different. But I think there are also lessons in the differences that we can learn and apply. So I think I urge those who have not looked for these opportunities to also look for them. Those who have received these opportunities to continue trying within the space to help our communities, to help the development process in Zimbabwe, but also to network. I think my sister, they were talking about how as
alumni can be able to network from each other. Mapinda mchirongwa. Hello.
Hello, magadi zoi.
Tinofara magadi kwa adi woku South Africa ma.
South Africa unofara meno ba murekoko.
Ayo tinofara e. Tavata vapava kata meno tichi cha itikane nareyavo e mkoma vivi timuno kona ku pezi sasha maam chiruku chawa.
Yeah, so I think that what I was saying is that we need to also strengthen our networks as people of this generation in Zimbabwe. But I think my sister was talking about how she has been able to work with the fellow alumni in terms of trying to implement things back home. So I think that is what we can do. We can try to learn from each other. We can try to network. So I think it's a great opportunity to be able to discover path forward in terms of how to implement some of our ideas.
Thank you, Mendi. Mashoko angada ku sira vamwe vechidiki vakatarisa kuti vawanewo mikana yakadai.
Ndinongoti kune vechidiki mikana yakadai iriko kunze, asi kuti vamwe havazivi kuti iriko, uyezve vamwe vanotikira kuri. Usadzidze, usati and usaregedze kuapplya ukaona kana mikana yakadai. Mikana iyo inodyara imwe mikana. I think even from the fellowship, I have managed to have other opportunities. But if they are mostly linked or tied to that one fellowship, I undergaita. So I think also, umiri ipa poka na mwezia tangu inda America iyo. But 6 years later, we continue to benefit from these fellowships. So I mukayona iripo mukana iyo. Please take advantage of those opportunities and mukana. Talk to my fellows, talk to Anwakenda, talk to Anwakuranama programs, and see how you can be part of these programs. And please, just do not hesitate. Give it a try. You do not lose anything from trying. Thank you.
Thank you, Mendi. Unfortunately, nguva ndo za manya. Regai ndi tore mkanaono kuti ndi tende vese vapinda mchirongwa mkoma Vivita Kwede vanova Herbert Humphrey Fellow, uyeze vari Mandela Washington Fellow, Mendi Lerato Lusaba Mandela Washington Fellow, tistenda zvekare Rachel Kwainona anova we Fellow ye Community Engagement Exchange Fellow. Ye siyabonga kakhulu abangenileyo kuhlelo namhlanje besikhangela ke indubo ezihlangana lababe behambe bayafunda kuhlelo ezijiyeneyo eziqhutshwa lapha eMelika lakwezinye indawo sebezama ke ukuthi basebenzise ulwazi abalitholileyo ukuthi balusebenzise emisebenzini yabo sebebuyelile ekhaya. Sikhangela njalo lempumelelo ebekhona lapha bebesichazela njalo ukuthi hayi emsebenzini yabo babuyela sebelolongiwe benelisa ukuthi bazifake babe phezulu kumisebenzi yabo. And that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Thabo Kancube.